This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A defiant Vladimir Putin proclaimed Russia's annexation of a swath of Ukraine in a pomp-filled Kremlin ceremony, promising Moscow would triumph in its so-called special military operation against Kyiv, even as some of his troops faced potential defeat. The Russian president's proclamation of Russian rule over 15% of Ukraine, the biggest annexation in Europe since World War II, has been firmly rejected by Western countries and even many of Russia's close allies. It comes as Russian forces in one of the four regions being annexed face being encircled by Ukrainian troops after Putin ordered a massive mobilization drive to get hundreds of thousands of Russian men to the front. The European Union has published a strongly worded criticism of Russia's move to annex the four Ukraine regions, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The 27 EU member states have issued a joint statement in which they firmly reject and unequivocally condemn the illegal annexation of Ukraine territory. The bloc's leaders say Russia's undermining the rules-based international order and has violated Ukraine's fundamental right to independence. They add, they will never recognize the illegal referendums Russia organized as a pretext for this further violation of Ukraine's independence, sovereignty, and territorial integrity, nor their falsified and illegal results. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. has sanctioned more than 1,000 people and firms connected to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, including its central bank governors and family of Security Council members.